Well, howdy everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through the Bible together. We're reading through 2 Corinthians and today chapter 9, so go ahead and grab your Bible or listen along as we dive into the Word of God today. If you recall back in chapter 8, Paul had just ended the chapter talking about the collection for the Judean saints, and today he's going to be talking about the preparation of the Corinthians' generous gift as well as being cheerful givers. And then at the very end, we'll see how all of this points us to God's indescribable gift, which is, of course, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, let's hear the Word of God now and read it together. Now, concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that, as I said, you may be ready, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time, and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity, and not as a grudging obligation. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed which you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the proof of this ministry they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's word, and may he add his blessing to the reading of it to us. Hope you're encouraged by this very text, to see the wonderful work of God and his grace in and through the lives of his people as they share with one another, even with financial gifts and giving from a cheerful heart. Again, all of which points us to God and his indescribable gift of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, may he be in our focus and attention today. Well, the Lord bless you, and I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll see you then.